Welcome to Sincerely Trish. Through stories, memories, and life lessons, Trish will offer insight in how to live your life with meaning, purpose, and love, even when faced with the unimaginable. Let's roll.
Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 14, and this is our episode right before Christmas. And I have sitting next to me my son, Evan. He does the intro and the outro for you. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Mom.
A little corny here, isn't it? Just a little corny. Today I thought, what do we really need for Christmas? What do we really want for Christmas? Do we really need anything? We have our food, our clothing, our shelter. I think a lot of us want to be recognized and appreciated and have our friendships, have that sense of belonging. I do feel like there is an incredible amount of loneliness out there. And I think all of us also really want just to be loved and to be loved. One of the nicest things about Christmas to us are the traditions that we started in our family. And I think I'm going to have Evan talk a little bit about those.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, everyone has their own traditions. And in our family, Christmas Eve, we would go to the 4 p.m. Vigil Mass, Christmas Eve. And then we would go to our grandparents' house.
In Hamburg.
In Hamburg. Mm-hmm. And we would have cousins over, aunt and uncles, and we would just distribute presents. And our grandfather played Santa Claus, and I remember Natalie always wanting to be the elf to pass out the gifts.
So cute.
She would always volunteer.
Light up.
And wait for her gifts to be opened after everyone else's.
Yeah, she didn't really care. She wanted to see what everybody else got, right?
Yep, she wanted to see everyone else smile and be happy with what they got and then take her turn. That's what I remember about Christmas Eve, and then we go home. Christmas Day, she was the first one to wake up. I remember her waking me up and going downstairs at 5 in the morning to open the presents.
Never too much. No.
And as we got older, she was still getting up at 5 a.m., but instead of tearing up the gifts, she was in the kitchen preparing our Christmas brunch. That's the thing about Natalie. She was always preparing for something. She was always putting herself out for others. And she was always making a fuss and an effort over the little things. So that has stuck with me through the years and will always be a tradition and always remember that.
We started out just doing scrambled eggs, and then Natalie would make them omelets. I remember her last Christmas, she made these gorgeous egg. I don't even know how to say it.
Frittata?
Yes, frittata. I mean, just the way she fussed with her quiches and the beautiful way she would set the table.
It really was.
A presentation. It was a gift in itself, the way she would prepare this beautiful brunch for us.
And it was delicious.
It really was.
The best gift to me didn't need to be unwrapped. For me, Mom, it was just sitting down with the five of us and just talking to each other.
So true. The best gift of all is what we really valued and loved the most, and it was just the five of us closing the door to the outside world, being together, and realizing that nothing really mattered to us except that all five of us were there, mm-hmm. and we were a strong family, and we were celebrating the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. What do we really want for Christmas? What we really want for Christmas is not wrapped. It's not under the tree. We just want to be with our families, hanging out and talk to each other, with our loved ones. Those are the moments that we really enjoy. Those are the moments we remember. And we also remember the true meaning of Christmas, and that's the birth of our Lord Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Evan. So let's see. The big gifts this year are the hoverboard, the drones, Apple Watches. I guess I'm off the hook and you don't want any of these.
No, I could care less. I don't want any of those three.
Yeah, we could care less. So Caroline is now going to talk to a good friend of ours because Christmas is a lot about kids. And Caroline's going to talk to Anna.
What is your most favorite memory of Christmas?
Well, I like spending time with family. That is definitely my most funnest memory.
And Anna, tell me about your family.
Well, me and my family, we love Christmas. We get a lot into it. We have a lot of cool decorations in the house. And we put a lot of lights up. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really fun.
It is fun. So. Now, tell me, when did you first meet Natalie?
Well, I met her, I think, when I was in my mom's stomach.
So, you're how old now?
Now I'm 8 and a half. The half always counts.
It does. It does. You're halfway to 9. And that's a great age, being 8. So, when you first met her... Oh, you were such a little baby. You probably don't remember the first time you met her, but you probably remember how she made you feel.
Yeah, she made me feel really, really good. She always hugged me, and she I think Natalie you. Was my best friend.
I think so, too.
She was like a second mom.
Oh, she totally had such a motherly impact on me, even, and I'm her sister. You're right, Anna. You are so right. What is your favorite memory of Christmas with Natalie?
Well, we always made gingerbread houses with her, and I think that was really fun. And me and my sister Lily, she had a lot of fun with that too. And maybe she would like to say something. So here's Lily. And she's coming now.
No.
She's not coming. Okay. But I just speak for her. So she said... We were talking at our house, and she said, I remember we always made gingerbread houses with Natalie during, you know, the Christmas week. And she said one time I dropped mine.
You did? And then did Natalie make you feel bad about it?
No, of course, Natalie just said, I will help you, Lily, and it's fine. You can have mine.
She was so nice like that. I'm sure she did say that because that is her. There was a time when I dropped a big cookie we used to get every year, and she didn't make me feel bad about it at all. She said, that's okay. I'll help you pick it up. And that's just how she was in life, right? Whenever you were down, she just picked you right back up and said, I'll help you. Take mine. Take my kindness. Here you go.
That was the best thing about Natalie.
She's so kind.
Well, there are so many more, but that was definitely one of her good qualities.
Definitely. And she was... So there for you guys in your birthdays, right? Do you remember?
Yes, she made Lily a cake once, and I think it was the most delicious cake ever.
It was so beautiful. It was a horse.
Yeah.
That was great. What would you like to tell the listeners of Sincerely Trish as they go into the Christmas season? What's your wish for them?
I wish that they have a very Merry Christmas, and, well... I mean, you always do, so.
Right. What do you really want?
I just want joy around and...
Kids add so much to our lives, and we love having all 5 of the Hayes children over to our house. They're such a wonderful distraction. Time is the most valuable gift there is. If there's one gift to give and receive this Christmas, it's time. Time is something you cannot buy. Time is something you cannot get back. Make the most of your time by loving others. I think back about a cookie that Caroline dropped at At that time, Natalie did not get mad at her. She helped pick it up. At the time Anna dropped the gingerbread house, Natalie did not get mad at her. She offered her her house. It's something that children will remember for a long, long time. Toys and gadgets are great for the day, but really, the best thing you can give your children is time. Children want your time. They want you to read to them. They want you to listen to them. They want you to take a walk with them. They want their moms and dads to get along. That's really what they want more than anything. I want to thank Caroline, and I want to thank Evan Jr. for joining me today. And I want to wish you all a very glorious and wonderful holiday. And thank you so much for joining me on Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Be sure to listen to upcoming episodes on her blog, poodlewalker.com. Remember to live so your life is a gift to others. Make it a great day.
Stay tuned to listen to a beautiful Christmas song that my cousin Joe Matamore has written and produced. The name of the song is A Gift of Love.
place my heart under the tree and wait for you to open it up at morning light. The gift of love at Christmas time, like the snow out of of love at Christmas time.